name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Easter pageant provides yet another time for us to recall the full story of Jesus' life, passion, death, and resurrection, and to take it out a little further that we heard this morning. This Sunday is known in many churches as Doubting Thomas Sunday. We hear in our gospel that Jesus appears to his followers who are locked away in an upper room because they are afraid for their safety. One can easily imagine a tight group of friends who went through the trauma of the death of their leader huddled together for protection at a particularly dangerous time. Suddenly, Jesus appears in the room and says, "Peace be upon you." To prove it is he, Jesus shows them his wounds, the marks of the nails and the side in which he was pierced. He calls down the Holy Spirit upon them and commissions them for the ministry to forgive sins. One of their group, Thomas, is not present, and when they report they have seen Jesus, he seriously doubts their story. Sometimes I think that poor Thomas gets a bum rap about his doubting. He is simply being honest about how most of us would have felt. For some reason, we have been taught to think that doubting is the opposite of faith. I think doubt is good. Healthy doubt and questions are essential for spiritual growth. I certainly don't hold the same belief that I had as a child. Through questioning, learning, and experience, I've grown and changed in nearly every aspect of my life, as I'm sure each of you has. Importantly, I realize that I'm not done growing and changing. And the moment I stop growing is the moment that I will have taken my last breath. It is through our questions and doubts and through our brokenness that we find the wholeness and growth in our faith and spiritual depth. Earlier this Lent, some of the children from our Sunday school and adults joined with other churches to make paschal candles for Easter. The one made for our church stands right here to my left. I was so excited when my colleague Adam Yates, rector at St. Stephen's East Haddam, dropped off the finished candle after they cut it out of the mold. He told me that it had a hairline crack toward the top that needed some repair. So I unwrapped the paper around the candle in order to see the crack. I put the candle in this wonderful tree stand for the candle built by Ron Cherney. It looked great, but the crack did need some attention. So I began stabilizing it with masking tape going around and around and around before I decided on how we might do a permanent fix. I stepped back for about 5 seconds, and all of a sudden, the candle toppled out of its stand, smashing into 4 pieces on the floor. I was totally devastated, and I didn't know what I was going to tell the young people who helped make this beautiful cross. It was getting late that afternoon, so I simply packed up and thought the best thing to do is sleep on it, and a solution will come. The next day, I went to this miraculous place known as Mansfield Supply. Probably one of the best hardware stores you will find anywhere. If they don't have the answer, there simply isn't one. And I bought some hose clamps and a thin sheet of metal. I came back to the church and I made 3 metal collars and joined the pieces together. Candace came over with gold metallic paint to help hide the clamps and make it look better. A few days later, she came in with jewels and crosses to make it look as it does today. Not bad for what was a total disaster. So when I was thinking about what had happened, I realized that our own paschal candle carries the Easter message. What once was broken is now made whole. The pieces are still broken, but they're held together by these metal collars. And if that's not the central message of Easter, I don't know what is. Christ, who was broken for us, has been risen to wholeness and new life, bringing us all with him. When I shared my Paschal candle story with a priest colleague of mine this week, he said it reminded him of the song Anthem, written by the Canadian poet and songwriter Leonard Cohen. The lyrics to the chorus of the song are, "Ring the bells that still can ring, forget your perfect offering. There is a crack, there is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in." These lyrics hold the Easter truth as well. All of us are broken. All of us are cracked. Yet it is in the broken places where the light comes in. Both the story of our Paschal candle and the lyrics from Cohen's song remind us that when we are off track, when we strive for perfection, when we chase some illusion that there is a perfect out there, if I only tried harder, we will always be disappointed and we will always lose our way. The candle remains cracked inside these metal collars. The idea of making the perfect Paschal candle is gone. Yet it is in the broken places that it has a new beauty. And thanks to Candace, these rough metal collars have been transformed into something more beautiful than I could have imagined. And that's what Christian community is all about. There are cracks in each of us. We all have our doubts and fears. Yet it is the family of faith right here, just like those metal collars, that holds each one of us together. And it is God using our doubts and fears and brokenness that something much more beautiful and profound is there that we cannot yet see. Like the doubting Thomas who needed to see the wounded Jesus in order to believe, you and I are invited into the mystery of the life in which God uses our cracks and our broken places to be light for others. In the broken places, the light of God comes through us and illuminates others who in their brokenness need the light of healing love that shines on them. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. In a few moments, we will be bringing Jackson Giannone into this broken, imperfect, messy group known as the Christian community. Folks with plenty of cracks. We are a people with cracks, yet by joining together, we hold each other up from falling apart. And God uses those cracks so the light of God's Holy Spirit shines through us. Jackson, we welcome you into this broken, messed up, and beautiful clan. The body of Christ, not striving to be perfect, but doing our best. You've let God's light come in and enliven and change us. We are the clan whose doubts and fears are actually the portal through which God's grace flows. As you grow, may God's light shine through the cracks of your life so you may be light for others. Amen.